Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 81, season 2 of Red Wings Rant, where tirades and impassioned pleas for your Detroit Red Wings finally have a home. Today, we're going to wrap up the off-season homework that our GM, Mr. Steve Yzerman, had to get done. What could possibly go down before the season starts? What can we do with the rest of the cash we have left? And for most of this episode, we just want to run down some of the details that we don't want anybody to miss out on for Red Wings preseason. So a little bit of a preseason preview going along with, of course, the prospect tournament starting as this episode goes live on the same day, probably not the same time. This will be going live 3 a.m. No hockey at 3 a.m. But what we want to offer you guys today is an opportunity to, if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you get your eyes on some of the details for the prospect tournament. How are you going to be able to keep up with everything going on? And if you're listening to us right now, we're not going to skimp on any of the details where you can find all of the games and all the times. So a little redundant. We'll just apologize on YouTube as I'm going to be reading from slides as if I'm presenting in high school, as we all used to do. But just want to make sure everybody gets those details. So, without further ado, let's jump into what that off-season homework was for Mr. Steve Yzerman. Well, the final bit of homework that Steve Yzerman had to get done was inking a contract with our left winger, 6'2", 210-pound, 23-year-old Jovani Smith, coming in at $750,000 per season, just a two-year contract there. Almost when you talk about risk reward, a ton of reward, and I'll talk about it in a second here. And I hope you guys will take exactly what I'm about to say with a grain of salt. But the risk is so incredibly low with this contract. This is something where I don't know if you want to say, oh, you know, what an amazing deal by Steve Yzerman to just continuing to lay down that this team is all about having flexibility, team first kind of deal. You guys can ignore all that. This is something where even at a very reasonable prediction, I was at 850, and that was taking some information from Evolving Hockey. So the 750 isn't too much further. So really what we're talking about here is just getting this guy for 2 years, I think, is the important part, because there was some considerable production upside from Jovani considering the amount of ice time that he got. And what I want to bring up here for you guys and take a peek here if you're on YouTube was his points per 60. Now, for all Red Wings skaters in the 2021 season, I gotta always hesitate there, make sure I don't throw in the 20. Jovani Smith obviously isn't going to lead the team in time on ice, but with the time he ended up being fifth on the team in points per 60. Now, am I arguing that this means we have a high-producing winger on the team? Absolutely not. But what I am saying is that this is a cat who makes sure he takes advantage of whatever minutes he gets on the ice. Because we bring it up all the time, and we say things like, you know, we bring up the expected goals for, we bring up our Corsi scores, and we talk about, even for just a game, if they tick up, what do we always say? We say, at least they're moving in the right direction. So at this, you're going to sit back, look at Jovani Smith's numbers, know that this guy could be an absolute wrecking ball, and of course, that could be with him throwing his body around the ice, or the fisticuffs, with him bringing in a modicum amount of production with the amount of ice time he's given, or knowing that if he is given a better opportunity with some of the higher performing caliber players on the team, he'll take advantage of it. This is absolute gravy, and especially bringing up the fact that this is a $750,000 contract as opposed to any other contract we have on this roster, where this will be the absolute lowest cap hit that we're going to find on the roster this year. This is all thumbs up. This is all gravy. This is all good feelings. And of course, the absolute best part, we still get to look at Jovani Smith wearing a Red Wings jersey, because he absolutely would have landed somewhere else if the Red Wings did not lock up this contract. So overall, A-plus grade was about the easiest bit of homework that Steve Yzerman had all summer. But there is still one way that he could get a little bit of extra credit, which brings us to my favorite, my favorite segment every week. It's time to talk the Elias Pettersson Offersheet Watch. And the extra credit I am referring to would be using some of the projected cap spaces we have here labeled now on your screen if you're watching on YouTube. The $15 million, a little smidgen above $15 million. It's actually $15,002,777 available for the Red Wings to spend. I throw this into the Elias Pettersson conversation because, of course, we had everyone and their mother telling us back on the EP40 offer sheet episode, which was thank you very much for anybody that watched that. That was our highest viewed episode of the summer. Probably had some Vancouver Canucks fans coming over that were a little angry, telling us, you know, that we were all wrong about projected cap space for the Red Wings. We actually have more than what we projected when all is said and done here. I do have to throw in the asterisk that Jovani Smith's contract actually is included in this because of the way Cap Friendly has loaded up the depth chart. But any hoozles, the Detroit Red Wings still have $15 million in cap space to play around with. I know what I would want to do with it, but I did head on over to Twitter and I asked everyone, if you're not following us, by the way, find us at BOD Hockey. But I asked everyone who is following us what you would do with that remaining $15 million. So why don't we go ahead and take a peek at what everybody said? We threw up a poll on Twitter asking what everybody would do with the remaining $15 million in projected cap space. Again, according to Cap Friendly. And we said offer sheet some fools was an option. Weaponize the cap for picks. Trade for a core piece or sit pretty. That's right. Just kind of let the world come to you. Let any of the decision-making come your way. If somebody needs some space, let them give you a call kind of thing is kind of where I was sitting that. If somebody needed to make cap space, they needed to drop a player, none of it's going to happen by your own will. You're just going to sit there and say, I've got $15 million in cap. Somebody will come this way. Winning out the vote, weaponizing the cap for picks. Coming in second place is offer sheet some fools. And I would take a gander or a guess that EP40 comes to mind. Sit pretty was third place and fourth place with only 3.4% of the vote. Trading for a core piece. I you know, that option is still out there. We had in our last episode discussed a couple of guys that we could bring over. There's some guys that we talked about that we want to bring up in the or bring over, sign them in next year's offseason. And those would be the names that come to mind as an opportunity. Anybody who maybe has a year left and that the team who currently owns their rights, maybe if they don't have a ton of confidence, we would have the cap space to bring over a core piece and maybe move some of our own draft picks to start to build out this core. Honestly, at this point, I know I'm doing the exact thing I always do, which is bring up what nobody else thinks we should do, and I try to make the argument for it. So 3.4% of the vote maybe could have been a little bit higher, because that is a viable option. Yzerman proved in the past that he could bring over the core pieces to a potential Stanley Cup winning Tampa Bay Lightning team. So maybe it's just not the time to do it, and we'd rather just continue to use those picks to bring in guys that'll be more darts to throw at said dart board. But eventually, I guarantee it will happen. Just for the Red Wings fans right now, not yet, but weaponizing the cap for picks is still where we're sitting. At some point, and I'm guessing maybe next year will be that point, that this does not win out. Eventually, we've got to take some, maybe you want to say bigger risks, because this there's risk involved with doing the draft picks. But when you make the trade, you get a Mark Stahl and you get a draft pick for taking his salary. Nobody's going to look at that trade and be like, man, can't believe they screwed that one up. Of course, it's an easy move. It's just going to look like a bummer of a move just from a scouting perspective when, you know, shouldn't say when, if the draft picks don't turn out the way we want them to, and if a large majority of them don't turn out to be NHL caliber players, then that's where it starts to look ugly. But right now, you make that move as a GM, you know, those are the easy things to do. I'm at the point now where I'm ready to take some bigger risks. I'm ready to try and bring in some higher caliber talent that we can kind of check some of these names or boxes off. And that's where I sit at the offer sheet, some fools, or at least attempt to do it, because even if you do put an offer sheet out there, doesn't mean you're automatically giving up draft picks. I just want to see something like that, because I think it shows that hopefully, you know, we're a little bit closer than we think. Maybe it shows that they have some more confidence in some of the prospects we have on this team than we might even be giving credit for right now. And, you know, it's something for me as a content creator. I have something more juicy to discuss. Support for this week's episode is brought to you by DraftKings. Week one may be over, and as we heard, Matt took some hits, but the season's just getting started, so plenty of time for me to get that money back. How am I going to do it? DraftKings Sportsbook. That's right, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. Kicking off week two, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 in any football game. That's right, just $1. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any week two game to receive $200 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So what you got to do, everybody, here, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Got another little bit of homework was taken care of by the Red Wings. Today they announced that the helmet's changed. They now have Meyer on the side of the helmet, losing the UWM. Honestly, from a personal perspective, it's a lot easier to support the sponsors of the Detroit Red Wings season when it says Meyer instead of it being UWM, where the only thing you could really consider at that point is either buying a new house or refinancing to make sure that they're getting some of your money. Joking aside, this is that point, everybody. You really need to dig your heels in now if you're still fighting back. I posted on Twitter the changeup. I fixed it, right? It's not Meyer. It's Myers. It's Myers. Come on. We're from Michigan. Fords, Myers. We know the drill. I can't believe that I got pushback on this and people said, no, here's the fix. And they posted an old picture of the Detroit Red Wings helmet. Look, everybody, this is what I mean when I say you're still digging your heels in. This happens. This happened. It's not going away. They're making money from it. Also, not a big deal. Also, quick shout out, by the way, to these companies. I know nobody wants to do this right now, but how about the fact that Meyer has their own company branded colors and they're going with the all white so that it matches the Red Wings color scheme? And I'm going to go ahead and guess that the blue is not going to show up when they wear white helmets, and they're going to go ahead and do an all red Meyer logo. It's really not that big of a deal. It's going to support the sport that you love. It's going to support the league that you spend so much time thinking about and discussing on Reddit and Twitter and what have you. It does certainly not meet the ideal situation where you just have a red jersey with the Red Wing logo on it and a nice red helmet. Not, it didn't happen. But I mean, it's just, you're going to go into Little Caesars Arena to watch the game. You're going to buy a bunch of Red Wing stuff, and the Yiliches are going to get more rich. So we're already playing the game. I just let it go. It happened. I'm sorry if this makes you angry that Meyer's going to be on the side of that Red Wings helmet. But about 5 minutes into that first period will be the last time you think about it this season. I guarantee it. Or maybe you'll need one game where they're wearing red helmets, another game where they're wearing white helmets, and both times you're going to go, oh, right, I forgot Meyer's on the side of the helmet. And that'll be the end of it. You'll just stop thinking about it. Meyer's not going to get any more, I guess, money or thought besides those two instances. And then you'll be on your way to watching more Red Wings hockey. No biggie. But yeah, I mean, guys, if you're still digging your heels in, I get it. It's just nothing's going to change. And certainly some people are probably sick of hearing Nothing's going to change, but it's not that bad. The league makes more money. Better things can happen for the league. It's all gravy. It's the same reason we celebrated ESPN and TNT coming over. All right, we also promised this would be our preseason preview. Just kind of get everybody in gear before we jump into preseason games. We have our prospect tournament and training camp to go over. Just want to share everybody some of the more important dates and where you're actually going to have a little bit more fun with these events occurring. But just to start, don't forget the prospect tournament roster was out there. Some of the notable names that you want to be keeping an eye on as this tournament is rolling through. We gave our top five a couple episodes ago, so you guys can go check that out. But of course, leading the way would be Lucas Raymond. We can't wait to see Sebastian Cosa. We're actually super excited to see Sabrango and New Power getting at it. And then Jonathan Berggren is, if he's not at the top of your list, I mean, this is a cat that has really come out on the SHL last season, leading his own team in points. And of course, in that age group that he's in right now, just absolutely crushing it over in the SHL. So if you had to put, you know, your star rating for two Detroit Red Wings playing in the SHL last year, you'd say number one, clearly the elite prospects player of the year, Moritz Seider. Number two, it's got to be Berggren. But as we jump into that tournament, you know, there's also the one guy I feel like I need to explain why he's left off my list is I feel like he's got a pretty solid shot at a roster spot. It's just going to be, you know, is he going to look incredibly dominant? Is going to be Joe Valeno. And I think the only part that scares me is if he doesn't look dominant. And do we sit there and play the game of, well, it's just the prospect tournament? Or should we be worried? So maybe he should be on that list. But like I said, I've got a lot of confidence in him getting a roster spot this year anyway. So still, cat you want to keep an eye on from that list. But how are you going to keep an eye on all these guys? Well, we've got the schedule right here. We'll be sharing this on social media in a little bit. But it all starts, if you're listening to the podcast on the day of release, it all starts tonight, Thursday, September 16th. 3 o'clock, you can watch the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Sure, why not? But it's 7 o'clock. DetroitRedWings.com is where you can find it. They also share all of the episodes on YouTube afterwards. But it's going to be the Red Wings and the Dallas Stars at 7 o'clock. As you move into Saturday, you're going to have the St. Louis Blues going up against the Red Wings at 7 o'clock. And again, that's Saturday, September 18th. And Sunday, again, Blue Jackets, Red Wings, that'll be 6 o'clock. And then that'll be it for Detroit, at least according to the schedule here. I'm not sure if any of this is subject to change or not, but if you guys want to keep an eye on this, this is coming from centerice.org, and you guys can keep an eye on the schedule yourselves. But like I said, I'll be sharing this at BOD Hockey and brothers_of_discussion on Instagram for anybody who's interested. But recap it one more time. We're playing Thursday. And then Thursday and Saturday will be at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday will be at 6 o'clock. And those can all be found at DetroitRedWings.com. And then before we get into our preseason games, the Red Wings will be running their training camp up in Traverse City. And this will start on September 23rd and continue daily through Tuesday, September 28th. We're going to have Red Wings players, prospects, tryouts will be divided into teams, practice and scrimmage throughout camp, including the annual red and white game on Sunday, September 26th. Following the red and white game, the team will remain in Traverse City and hold practices on Monday, September 27th and Tuesday, September 28th. Prior to breaking camp for Detroit to begin their preseason schedule. Now, for anybody interested, go to centerice.org/DRW tickets. And you can find tickets for the NHL Prospect Tournament, again, running from September 16th to the 20th. You've got your training camp practices going from the 23rd up until the 25th. Then they're selling a separate day, the red and white game on Sunday, September 26th. And then more training camp practices, 27th and 28th. And then we'll be running into some preseason games, which I could not be more excited to start going over and talking about what this roster is going to look like, talk about as it, you know, what's it changing to day to day. But all of this fun stuff, you want to head on over to DetroitRedWings.com, and they'll have all those spaces for you to make sure you don't miss a thing. And if you guys want to make sure, too, that you're following along with at BOD Hockey because on Twitter, because we're going to make sure we're watching all this stuff and consuming as much as possible, giving you our thoughts, and hopefully sharing some more lighthearted aspects of Detroit Red Wings hockey as we continue to build a core for this team. Hopefully we'll see a couple of pieces start to be put in place this year. All right, now final thoughts before we wrap up. Two schools of thought here. One, got some young kids we're all excited to see, and we want to make sure that they look pretty good because the level of competition here isn't super high. So, you know, what my head says going in is expecting to see the Lucas Raymond that we drafted kind of thing. I want to see that puck moving. I want to see him looking silky smooth. I want to see some passes getting set up. I want to see some power plays where he just looks dominant. But the second school of thought here is that these kids are all still growing. They're still young. They're changing not only, you know, the continent that they're playing in, they're changing the style of the game and, of course, the size of the game. So many things are changing with these moves with the likes of a Lucas Raymond coming over here that, you know, you really got to pull back on your expectations. I think we're definitely closer, you know, once training camp gets rolling here, we're definitely closer with Moritz Seider. I think with how dominant he was in the SHL, I think we can probably say we want to see something better than having the thought, well, he's still young. I think if we're looking at him and saying that a defenseman is going to play so well that he's going to challenge for the Calder Trophy this upcoming year, that would still be within a reasonable expectation, I feel like. Not going too far into craziness, but also not a performance where we're like, uh-oh. With that, we've got so many more conversations to have, and once the games start rolling, we'll have even more. And if you guys want to continue to have the conversations with us, find us at BOD Hockey on Twitter, at @brothers_of_discussion on Instagram. And, hey, we'll just, keep on rolling here. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. If you do have a second, please subscribe to the channel. If you're listening to the podcast now, we would love, for you to subscribe, rate, and review. It helps the most on Apple Podcasts. Those 5-star reviews help other people find us when they search Red Wings. They don't have to type in the whole podcast. They just search Red Wings. Boom. There's your favorite podcast popping up. If you guys have a minute, please, please, please do that for us. And for everybody else who's been sticking along for the ride, we appreciate it. And we will see you guys on Sunday. Thank you.